Well, welcome to Ordinary Christians. We decided we're going to take a little commercial break and have some fun. So this topic today is going to have to do with food and entertainment. Stay tuned. Welcome to new episode of Ordinary Christians with Ron Buchema. Derek Buchema. I told you we're going to have fun, so I already screwed up. Derek Buchema, Ron Sitlow, and Bob Bauer, and we're going to talk about some fun things. So I'm going to be the host of asking questions, and I'll answer them too at the end. But the first question is going to be, what ordinary Christians should be watching in their lifetime? What is your all-time favorite, like, sitcom or TV show that just brought you belly laughs? All right, have at it.
Ron, you go first.
Well, I'm an entertainment connoisseur, and so there's this great series on Netflix called Warrior Nun, and it is so fun, and it's all about vampires.
Say it again. It's called
Warrior Nun.
Warrior Nun. All right,
yeah,
write that down,
she's
folks.
Like fighting vampires, and she's it's fun. It's a little biblical. Each episode is a scripture. See, I'm there. I'm helping, biblical literacy and enjoying some good entertainment. So,
through Warrior
Nun. It's like one of the
funniest
shows I've watched in the last 6 months.
It could be your lifetime. It doesn't have to be 6 months.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's my lifetime, but.
Well, you think about that. I'll get back to you because I'm going to go to Derek.
Literally never even heard.
Me either.
Like a breath of Warrior Nun.
Me either.
I'm like one of its only fans.
Derek, all-time favorite sitcom or show or TV show?
All right, all-time favorite show that I was excited for, definitely The Last Dance. I loved that Bills team, and everybody should watch that. My favorite show of all time, and again, anything you watch, you need to watch with Christian discernment because they're...
Our disclaimers.
That's a disclaimer, but my favorite show of all time is probably Community. Have you guys ever seen Community?
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
I love that show. I think that the characters are really great. The show's seasons are kind of uneven depending on who's running the show. But like some of those episodes are absolutely hilarious. The show also kind of takes a nosedive after Donald Glover leaves. But the show is incredible. My favorite movie of all time, and this one I think I can just recommend unreservedly for anybody to watch it, is The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Really?
Have you guys seen The Peanut Butter Falcon?
Did not expect you to come with that. Okay. That's
no,
good.
I've never. That sounds like a real treat.
It sounds like Warrior Nun. I mean, I've never heard of it.
No. Okay, I want to go ahead. Tell us about the
peanut
butter.
Hey, wait a minute. Tell us about the peanut butter sandwich.
I want to give two more. I didn't know you had to do three. Now I have two more now. I'm ready.
I'm probably not following the rules.
All right, Derek, what's about this Peanut Butter King?
The Peanut Butter Falcon is an incredible movie. It is about it's about a young man with Down syndrome who is living in a retirement community in the South, and he loves wrestling, and so he especially loves the Saltwater Redneck, who is his favorite wrestler. He escapes from the retirement community and is found by a thief who is like a crawfisherman who then decides to take him to the Saltwater Redneck.
Don't tell us the ending.
I will not tell you the ending, but it's a work of art. It's really good. It's a really good life-affirming.
Okay, you have a beautiful
movie. Derek,
wait a minute. Do I get to share a show?
Let me give two more. You can in a second. So my favorite sitcom, Roseanne, by far the first 5 seasons. The most brilliant sitcom ever, and favorite movie, Dances with Wolves, which is in the native language, Shomen Tetanka Obiwashi. So there
All right. So my childhood was Gilligan's Island. I couldn't wait to get home and watch Gilligan's Island. My adult favorite sitcom was Third Rock. For some reason, my wife and I just giggled our brains out with Third Rock. And just the characters in that fake TV show thing, that was really good.
Do you mean 30 Rock or do you mean...
30 Rock. I mean, I said Third Rock, didn't I? 30
Isn't
Rock,
Third
yeah.
Rock the alien one?
Yeah.
30 Rock.
The Tina Fey show, 30 Rock.
Yes.
Oh, that show is great. I thought...
I just...
The other
I laughed
one
my...
Was like...
No. I thank for the correction. And then movie-wise, that's going to be a tough one for me because I like movies, but I'm not overly into like weird movies. I liked Gladiator. It really fired me up. I like comedies like Caddyshack, the historical laughter one. Christmas Vacation, I'm laughing that way. All right, now let's go to food. All right, your all-time favorite food. You give one or two. Rapid fire, Derek.
Pizza.
Ooh.
Sushi.
I'm a filet steak. Give me a steak. I'm a steak guy. Favorite meal to make?
All right. For me, I am a Wisconsin boy. So my favorite thing to make is brats.
Bratwurst. Is what? Bratwurst. Do you like Johnsonville? Is that your favorite?
It has to be Johnsonville.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. You like
to make love them. Making Johnsonville brats. And okay. Then, you know, in terms of size, you can do whatever you want. But if the brat is good, then you're set. And I feel like I can make a decent brat.
And I'm a cheesehead too, so I can agree with that with some onions and mustard only on the brat. My favorite all-time food to make is actually chili. I love the season we're coming into that I can make both. And my family tends to really respond. And in uniqueness, I don't have a recipe. I just throw whatever's in the kitchen into it.
That's fun. I make a great thick cut pork chop bone in, like a 3-inch pork chop. I got it down. It's one of the funnest things to make.
All right. We have to finish up this fun one with, if you had a choice to take your wife out on a date, ordinary Christian, where would you go? This could be tough.
Hold on. I feel like, Bob, you need to go first because I feel like I took some time and now I'm feeling bad.
I just want to make sure
that, you know, you have ample time to share your love interest with Lori. So.
Yeah. And also, as the oldest one and the most experienced in dating, you should go first for us younger guys.
This just went from my kindness. Do you see that jab from Derek?
Ron, I think my wife and I would say, I think it's your wife's favorite too. What's the name of the Chinese place that's kind of commercial, but it's
P.F. Chang's.
P.F. Chang's is probably where we like to, because they have a great gluten-free menu for my wife, and I can have splurge myself on Chinese as well. So yeah, probably it's kind of commercial. It's kind of, but it's just, it's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about you guys? Favorite restaurant?
Ditto, that's where we go. And the next time you go, we live like a half mile away. Call us.
All right, we'll do it.
Derek can take us to dinner.
That's right.
Favorite restaurant?
It's the same for you, Ron?
Yeah, P.F. Chang's.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
For dates,
How about you, Derek?
Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, really? That surprised me. Got me there again.
That's so funny. Wasn't there like a shooting there recently? Like a guy accidentally shot himself with a gun?
It's concealed.
There was a shooting at P.F. Chang's just a couple months ago. Have been one nationally, but at the Orland Park P.F. Chang's, there was a shooting long ago.
Yes. All right. Okay. Your favorite, and then we'll close with this one. Your favorite Bible verses. I can start. I love Ephesians 4:1, to live a life worthy of calling you've received. That's been kind of my theme verse.
For me, it's probably be still and know that I'm God. Psalm 46.
Mine is the Psalm of Moses. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name.
Awesome. Well, Ordinary Christian, we had fun and we have a really cool Bible verse. Have a great day.